simply put, what we've been doing since the end of the season is 17 was, you know, going 11-5, winning NFC West, definitely fulfilling, but we're definitely not content. And we're going to keep working to improve upon that.
Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team.
Rams Nation, welcome back. It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Thursday edition of Locked On Rams, and you guys have switched up the schedule a little bit this week, but that's because I'm flying out tomorrow to Chicago for a little weekend trip, so this will be the last episode of the week. But today's episode is going to be an awesome one. We got some instant reaction from the press conference, as well as our interview with Kayvon Webster. It was great sitting down and having a chat with him, so we'll play that on in a little bit here. Remember, guys, reach out to me on Twitter, at LA Rambling Bear, as well as the show, which is at Locked On Rams. You can also reach out to us on Gmail, at lockdownrams@gmail.com. Make sure to go check out the website. We've been putting up content there. We've got two great new writers that are putting up some awesome stuff. So we appreciate them joining the team, Austin and Andrew. Shout out to them for putting up some content. So go check it out. Ask some questions. Reach out to me on social. We've got a great episode today. That intro that you just heard was Les Snead from today's Marcus Peters and Akeem Talib's press conference. And that's kind of how he opened it up. Talked about thanks some of the players that were here recently that were just traded, you know, said they were part of a special 17. But you know what? They weren't happy with where it ended. They want more. Obviously, we showed with getting these two guys. I'm going to play a couple clips from the press conference today, answering some of the questions that we've all kind of been excited to hear these guys talk. So here's McVay's outlook on why they went and made the move and what they're getting with these two guys.
Great day for our organization, just because anytime that you're able to acquire two players of this caliber that have all the elite traits that you're looking for in terms of guys that can play man coverage, get their hands on the ball. You look at the turnovers, you look at their ability to force turnovers, whether it be forcing fumbles. Clearly, you look at the production in terms of being able to create turnovers and get those points back, whether it be getting the ball back for our offense or them just finishing it and then letting Greg come out and kick an extra point. We'll take that all day. But these guys are special players. They bring a great passion for the game. You know, I have a little bit of history with Akeem. His rookie year in Tampa, you could immediately see that he was going to be a special player, and his resume speaks for itself. And then in a little bit of exposure that I've had with Marcus, always respected the way that he plays. You can see these are both cerebral players, the way that they play the game above the neck, and then they have the physical talents to match up. But guys that love football, these are the types of guys that we want to be around. And I see Coach Pleasant in the background, so he's got some good guys to work with now, and we're very excited to have them, and we're very excited about being able to get Nickell Robey back on the roster as well. So a lot of good things, and let's ride, man.
Let's ride is right. You know, you get to add these two special guys to the team that we already have, especially in that secondary unit. You know, you mentioned at the end there with NRC, obviously Kayvon Webster as well as he gets healthy. We added Sam Shields, you know, Troy Hill. The unit is just stronger and stronger. It's really exciting to get these guys in. Can't wait to see them get out on the field and start to get some snaps on their belt and that Rams helmet. It's going to be fun to see. So we'll talk about Talib and his number coming up. It was one of the questions I asked Kayvon. It was pretty interesting, so stay tuned for that. Real quick before we get to that, here's what Talib and Marcus Peters had to say and the type of player that we're getting with them with this move.
I'm a fan of football, and I've been watching the team grow, and I've been watching exactly where they want to go. And, you know, just to bring, for me, just to bring my personality, to bring, you know, my energy, you know, the way that I play the game, it's going to be perfect, you know.
The same, like Marcus said, I'm just going to bring that energy and bring my passion for the game. Just a Rams fan, man, you're getting a hard worker, a guy who's going to put in the work starting in. I really already started. I opened up a gym. I've been there every day in Dallas, you know. So really starting in April, man, hopefully we get good attendance. And, man, if we're trying to do something, it's really going to start in April, and that's really what I'm going to preach to the guys. I feel like if you ask the coaches, Wade Phillips, Gary Kubiak, Bill Belichick, and you ask those guys about me, they're going to tell you how professional I am in that building, you know. So I'm going to be myself. And Marcus will follow me, man. He'll see how professional I am in that building as far as, you know, on this tape, as far as how I put my work in. And I think it'll rub off on him, and it'll help him.
Well, there you have it, Rams Nation. That's straight from Marcus Peters and Akeem Talib. Excited to hear that press conference. They sound excited to be here in L.A. They're going to bring energy. Also, really cool to hear Tlaib talk about how some of his leadership and what he's going to kind of bring as far as the mentality, being able to help with Peters. And he said earlier as well that he's going to be able to learn from him. So we're excited to see this team. I can't wait to get him on the field. Another person I'm super excited about is Kayvon Webster. We sat down, we talked earlier today, had a good conversation. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Kayvon Webster. All right, Rams Nation, I'm super excited about our guest today. You know him from our beloved Los Angeles Rams. He was drafted back in the third round, 90th overall pick in the 2013 draft. Out of University of South Florida. Last year, he started 12 games for the Rams, 34 tackles, 7 passes defended, 1 interception. He is Kayvon Webster. Kayvon, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. On the road to recovery.
All right. That's what I love to hear. And that was my leadoff question, man. First and foremost, a month ago, you shared a really cool Instagram video of your first steps in shoes since December 10th, man. It was really cool for Rams Nation to see that. Excited for see the progress. How are things going? How's the rehab? You know, where are you at these days?
Rehab is fun. It's every day is a new task that I got to overcome, and you know, I'm happy about these steps that I'm taking, the progress that I'm making. I'm walking now. Should be running soon.
All right, we love to hear that too, man. And I gotta say, following you on Instagram, it's been awesome watching the IG story and seeing all the motivational posts and just your attitude through this whole transition and new chapter that you have to kind of go through in your life, and to see you take it, you know, with such positivity and strength and being able to share with other people. I know I'm not the only one out here saying that's an encouragement, so keep it up. I know it helps a lot of people. So what helps you kind of, what kind of helps you have that mindset?
I just got it from when I was younger. My mom and my grandmother, they were big into the church. They were always hardworking women, and they always were positive no matter how things seemed or how they looked.
Great answer, and you got to have great women in your life and you know, give you character like that. That's amazing. So you know, continue to share that, because I know people out there, it's a blessing even if they're not going through an injury, just to kind of see the positivity in every day. I know for me, love seeing it, love following you. And if you're not following, make sure to go follow him. It's at Kayvon Webster on Instagram and Twitter. Does some awesome stuff, so go check it out. And some amazing food. I don't know, you got a personal chef that's cooking it up, or what's up with that deal?
Yeah, I got a chef that's keeping me right on my nutrition.
All right.
And my chef.
And then, I mean, I guess speaking of food, I think I saw that you guys are working on kind of a food truck concept. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, yeah. So opening up a food truck with two chefs from Miami who have experience in restaurants. It's a food truck called Vibe 305. We bring in Miami food to Los Angeles. I think some of the things we're going to specialize is in the Miami food that's not in L.A., like the seafood, like conch salad or conch fritters or the conch itself. Maybe bring some Miami flavor style wings this way too. The oxtails, the Caribbean food, really, that's what we're bringing towards Los Angeles.
Awesome, man. I'm excited for that, because like I said, watching what you're eating on Snapchat is amazing. So if any of that's going to make it into that truck, let us know where it's going to be at, and I'm sure you'll have a nice line around the corner.
For sure. We're doing a soft opening up soon. Just lay around for the address.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. So, you know, I mean, we're all fans of football, obviously, kind of watching you on social and how you kind of, you know, express some of the things that have happened here in free agencies and trade. What's it like for you to kind of see the defense that you're a part of kind of continue to grow? And, you know, you got Tlaib coming in, a guy that you've played with, you know, from the Denver days. What's that like to see kind of the defense and how the craziness of the NFL and all these moving pieces? What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, I love it. You never know what you're going to get with the NFL. You just got to adapt to the situation they put you in and make the best out of every situation. So I'm looking forward to being back with those guys, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, you guys had a pretty solid defense last year. Obviously, some big transition with some of the big name players that, you know, we got used to here in LA. But we're bringing in some more people. Had one of the, you know, best offense in the NFL. Exciting to see you guys get up there, and it really, as you look at it on paper, it starts to, you know, you guys had a home playoff game last year. You start to really look like a dangerous team. I know you guys are all about getting in the gym and, you know, getting to practice and one day at a time. But how do you look as this outcome coming up in this season and where you guys fit in the NFL as a team?
We try to block out the outside noise. We try to follow our leader, Coach McVay. And, you know, we do the we not me thing. So that's what we're sticking to. And that's how we got to where we was at. So we not me.
Nice, man. We dig the we not me. And you mentioned Sean McVay and the coach. Wade Phillips, obviously the D coordinator. Again, you know, he brought you over here with coming from Denver. How did that kind of link up last year? What was that like for you? And was that a no-brainer? Or, I mean, just getting excited. And tell us a little bit about Wade Phillips and working with him.
Well, my decision to follow Wade was a no-brainer. I love the defense that he plays. You know, he lets his guys go out there and play without having to worry about anything. You know, he says the mistakes are his at the end of the game, and if something was to happen bad, you know, he takes the full blame of it. But, you know, we get better the next week, so that's what you got to love about playing for a future Hall of Fame coach like Coach Wade Phillips.
Definitely. And talk about playing for a coach like Wade Phillips. We talked about your recovery, you know, to start this off, and we're all excited to see you, you know, getting better and getting up to health. If you were to put a percentage on it, or have you and the doctors looked at maybe a target date that you can get back out on the field with the guys and kind of crank it back up? Do you have something circled on the calendar that you're looking forward to?
Stay tuned for the 2018 season.
All right. We're all excited, man. You know, really appreciate you coming on and chatting. You know, we mentioned you on social media and some of the fun things that you're doing over there. I love the Webster's World that you've done, kind of walking around the locker room and asking the guys some questions and kind of keeping them on their toes and kind of, you know, digging into the brain on some of those things. So I wanted to, if you don't mind, do kind of a Webster's World Lockdown Rams edition. I got a couple questions. Just kind of first thing that pops out, let me know your thoughts on it. Cool?
You want to do a Webster's World where you ask me the questions?
Yeah, I'm going to flip the script a little bit.
Oh, no, we don't do that on Webster's World. It's my world. I ask the question.
Okay, well, do you mind if we join into Bears World a little bit? I got a couple quick hitters. A lightning round, shall you say. We'll change the name of it.
Go ahead.
All right, cool. So I'm going to start off. We're going to go kind of sports and then just some random life stuff. So I'm going to start out in basketball. Jordan or LeBron?
LeBron.
All right. What was your first job? What was your first ever job?
First job ever? Wash cars.
All right. Cool. Toughest wide receiver in the game to match up against?
I don't really like to look at my matchups like they're tough. You know, I don't know. I couldn't give you an answer, but it's some great athletes out here.
Okay. Fair enough.
I can't say any of them is tough.
Fair enough. You take every matchup thinking you're going to go win it. I like it. Okay, here's another one. If you had to travel 100 years into the past or 100 years into the future, which one would you choose?
100 years in the past or the future? I already know what the past is. I got to go to the future.
All right, cool. I can dig that.
Yeah.
All right, we're stuck on an island, Kayvon. You get one food item, one CD, and one book or video game. What are you choosing?
One CD, one book, one, say that again? You hear that?
Yeah, so you're stuck on an island. You got one food item for
stuck
the rest of your, yep, stuck on an island. One food item the rest of your life, one CD the rest of your life, and one book or video game the rest of your life.
Let me see. I don't play video games, so let's X that out.
Okay.
I do read books. I do like to eat food. And you said, what else? What's my other option?
Your
food,
one
music,
CD.
Music.
Yeah.
You said one CD?
Yep.
Yeah, I might have to pick the CD.
Okay, what would it be?
Tupac, Me Against the World.
All right, can't go wrong there. Cool, so we got that, Tupac, Me Against the World. All right, here's another one for you. Would you rather jump out of a plane or dive with sharks?
Jump out of a plane, for sure.
All right, have you done that before?
Nah, that's on my bucket list.
All right, let's get you healthy, man. Let's set that up. I'm down for that. I'd love to see that, man. I feel like that's a great piece of content, you going and jumping out of a plane. And then...
Yeah, I think can we do that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think we can. Well, why not, right? Rex Ryan was jumping out of planes. I guess he's a coach, but, you know.
Yeah, coach is different. I got to follow the rules right now.
Fair enough. Okay, and I've got one last one for you. It's the great number debate out here in L.A. Obviously, you know, with your boy coming over in Tlaib, number 21 is what you're rocking these days. He's rocked that for a while. What's up with the number? Number 21, 36, do you work out a deal with them, or are you telling them, hey, this is my number, man, welcome to L.A.?
I got respect for Tlaib. You know, he's a future Hall of Fame player, too, great guy. Played with him in Denver, got a lot of good knowledge for him. So, you know, he's taking it into consideration, and we're talking about it right now. So,
we're in negotiations right now.
Yeah, we're negotiating.
All right, cool. So, we're probably thinking you're gonna. Do you have another number that you're thinking about maybe going to, or is that kind of still up in the air?
What? It's still in the air. But if I could say if I wanted to have a number, that probably it would be 24. I'll probably get 24 because Champ Bailey, my favorite corner. So.
Oh, cool.
Get 24. But let's not move too fast right now. You know, negotiations.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Understand that.
We got to see what that's
cool. And then, you know, you guys get to go up against Jared Goff every day in practice. Just real quick, you know, we touched on a lot of defensive things here, but Sammy Watkins gone and, you know, out in KC. We get to see him down in Mexico next year, which will be fun. But what's kind of the biggest thing that you've seen Jared Goff from, you know, year one to two and even last year, what you saw?
I wasn't around for his year one. So, I mean, obviously you could look at the teams and look at their records and stuff. But, you know, I'm not sure if he was able to be in the offense like Coach McVay's on where he could showcase his talent. I'm sure the offense that he was in wasn't really – it was like a simplified offense. So, you know, it's a lot of factors into that. You know, Jared had a great – 2017, and we're looking forward to having a great 2018.
Awesome, man. Well, we are wishing you nothing but the best. We hope you a speedy recovery. Again, guys, if you're not following him, check him out at Kayvon Webster.
At Kayvon.
Yep.
At Kayvon on Instagram, Kayvon Webster on Twitter. Vibe 305 food truck coming soon to L.A.
All right, my man. I will be out there grabbing some food once you set up a location. I appreciate you coming on, man. It means a lot to Rams Nation. Anytime you want to come on and share anything with us, reach out to me. We'd love to have you on at any time. All right, Kayvon?
Looking forward to that food truck visit.
All right. Me too, man. I'm hungry right now.
All right, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it. There you have it, my conversation with Kayvon Webster. Good guy. I really appreciate it. Thank you again, Kayvon, for taking the time out of your recovery to come and talk with me. Had an awesome time kind of chatting, really fun kind of going back and forth on some of those little quick-hitting facts near the end. Excited to hear that the recovery is going well. Guys, again, make sure to check him out. I'm actually stoked about that food truck. If you guys haven't seen, he's put up a couple teasers on it, looking real good, sounding real good. Go give my man a follow. While you're out there following, check out LA_RamblingBear, Locked On Rams. Shoot us an email. Reach out to us. You know what the deal is. I appreciate it, Rams Nation out there. I'm excited to see this team come together. Excited to see Kayvon get healthy and get out there with the boys. We're only in March, but man, it feels like September is just around the corner. Can't wait for some live action football. Lots more to come. We've got some free agents still out there that we either got to sign, move, or find some new people coming in. The draft, we got lots of coverage to come up. Great interviews only continue to come here. So reach out to me if you have any suggestions for me. I'd love to hear them. But with that, Rams Nation, you know what time it is. Till next time, peace.